Hi, this is Chip with the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for June 12th, another UK guest review, this time reviewing The Lodger. This episode is being reviewed by James, the other half of the Creeping with Armstrong pop culture podcast. James hasn't always been a Doctor Who devotee, but maybe Matt Smith's changing that.
Hi, Chip, and all listeners of the 2-Minute Time Lord. I'm James from Creeping with Armstrong, and this week it is my distinct pleasure to be reviewing Doctor Who Episode 11, The Lodger. Well, what did I think about this one? It's interesting. As a child of the 80s who grew up watching, first of all, the tail end of Tom Baker, and then Peter Davidson, and then Colin Baker, and finally Sylvester McCoy, this is an episode that you couldn't have ever imagined existing before. A done-in-one 50-minute episode where new characters are introduced, plot, everything, in and out, finished in one episode? No way! In the old days, Doctor Who episodes and plot lines used to go on for 5 or 6 weeks. So very much, I thought this was a total new 21st century Who. Now, there will be some people, there will be old-school fans that will just go, and kind of make general bulking noises at this. But there will be other people as well who love Doctor Who and everything that it does, who will say, actually, this is one of the reasons why it is such a good show. Once again, 2 weeks ago, we had hard science fiction with basically a plot to take over the Earth going on, subterranean aliens, and typical standard Doctor Who fare. 2 weeks later, well, not only have we had the Vincent van Gogh episode, less said about that, the better, but now this week we've had this one, which introduces British TV celeb, and I put that phrase in scare quotes because, quite frankly, he's a fat, annoying idiot, James Corden in as comic relief for the Doctor, who's been kicked out of the TARDIS and has to try and find a way as to find out why he's been kicked out of the TARDIS and to try and find a way back in. Inevitably, there's some extraterrestrial hijinks that are involved, and, of course, it's pretty decent standard Doctor Who fare. I thoroughly enjoyed it at the end of the day. Bad points for me first? I don't know. Wasn't quite enough Amy Pond for me. I love Karen Gillan and everything she does. I know some people aren't totally involved with her and I'm totally on board with her, but I think she's great. She was reduced to running around in TARDIS and shouting at the Doctor through his headpiece this week, which was fine, but, you know, I would have liked a little bit more of her. Likewise, tone-wise, I think the episode could have been a lot darker. It was quite funny in places, and I had the feeling that the show wasn't quite sure what it was supposed to be doing. The fact that it's called The Lodger conjures up images of the film of the same name, which, of course, was very dark and very sinister if ever you get a chance to watch it. Likewise, this episode could have been like this, but it wasn't. It was quite light, and it was quite fun at the end of the day. The main thing that stuck out for me is that this was an episode where I really felt that Matt Smith properly became the Doctor. He's been doing really, really well so far, but in this episode, I really had the feeling that he was starting to stamp his own authority on the character. Peter Davidson had cricket, and Matt Smith, as a real keen real-life football or soccer player, now, well, his Doctor likes to play a bit of football, as you get to see. And likewise as well, just his general life advice and his reveling in just general, ordinary day-to-day life was really cool to see. I really like him as a Doctor, and I think a lot of people will like him a lot more at the end of this episode. So the best thing about it, though, in true Doctor Who fashion has been for the last few weeks, has been the preview as the next time on Who. Ooh, now we're playing for all the marbles. Finally, we get to the crack in time, which, as my Creeping with Armstrong co-conspirator Ross pointed out to me, the Doctor doesn't seem to be particularly bothered about recently. Oh, I'll get around to that at some point. That whole crack in time thing, yep, I'll get around to it eventually. Anyway, looks like next time out he will, with the most fantastic of elements involved. Not only River Song, not only the Daleks, not only the Cybermen, but Stonehenge. And as we all know, anything with Stonehenge in it has to be good. And I refer you to Spinal Tap for further proof. Okay, this has been James from Creeping with Armstrong on Doctor Who Episode 11, The Lodger. Thanks for the time, guys. Speak to you soon. Bye.
James and Ross's podcast about pop culture, modern culture, and their deep bromance is at creepingwitharmstrong.co.uk. And sometimes you'll also hear them and me crash the party at the Television Zombies podcast when we want to talk about Doctor Who. You can always find me at twominutetimelord.com or on Twitter and Facebook at numeral2minutetimelord. And I will catch you again soon. Oh, here's a quick hint. This was the last UK guest review from a podcaster. The next two guest reviews will be from the non-podcasting community, and I think you'll be surprised.